Gentle Disposition, welcome back to Doom Radio, also known as Tango TV, where today on Program B, we are discussing weapon modifications. Now, this is a topic that Tiles and I are not particularly well versed in, self-admittedly. So we've hauled in three less than laymen, to discuss the topic and help us along here. And they are newcomers Minigunner and Clone Pickle, and guest regular Favor. Hi. Of course.
That's me.
That's very good. And now, Tarnsman and myself, I guess we're both aware that when we go to the Zedum forums and many other folks who are frequent Doomworld but not necessarily the Zedum forums that much, you take a look at the front page and what you're typically affronted with is maybe one course of map sets and the rest are all modifications, most of which...
I'd say even less than that.
Even less than that? Sets, yeah. So I think this is a deserving topic. I mean, ordinarily, I think if you just left it up to me without the topic being suggested... I probably would have slotted it into some wider discussion considering gameplay mods or something like that. Perhaps it's a little too specific, but it is extremely popular over there, so I think it does deserve its own 90-minute sort of slot. But what do we actually define as being a weapons modification? Because when I do occasionally take a look, it seems to me that it's more than just the weapons that are typically being changed. It's also other aspects of the game as well, monsters, other... quirks concerning gameplay and the player character. And I know Caesar had a response to this.
Right. I guess my first thought on that is the idea of weapons mods versus gameplay mods is kind of like saying the idea of gameplay mods versus a subset of gameplay mods. Not to just, you know, toss out the idea to begin with, but it feels... this. I hope this doesn't sound like a cop-out answer, because you can really apply this to just about anything, but the scale between a full-blown gameplay overhaul versus something that just adds weapons is not really a clear-cut category. It's a continuum of things. Because as a modder person myself, a lot of times it's really difficult to draw the line, because sometimes something that looks like it just replaces the weapons, you're going to have to go in and tinker with the enemy coding a bit to add special effects and this and that. Even mods like Brutal Doom, which is known for changing enemy behavior to match the new weapon set, there was a point in time where he, Sergeant Mark IV, worked on a Brutal Doom Light that changed it was a predecessor to his Gore mod Ketchup, but basically it was a version without the weapons, without all the stuff, but he still had to go through and modify all the monsters, tinker with it for all these kind of stuff, just because the nature of the gore effects that he was using at the time begged that he went in and modified the actual monsters. So at that point, are you really dealing with something that changes the gameplay, or is it just an aesthetics mod, or is it just this? And we could spend ages debating on which, like, where does the line get drawn? And so for the sake of discussing things, because it's more fun to just, you know, talk and talk instead of talking about. I suppose it's best to say weapon mods versus gameplay mods. We're kind of going to use them interchangeably. At least nowadays, I tend to use the two terms to refer to the same genre of things, which is basically mods without maps in them that change something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would agree with that, Zazer. Because to me, there's not so much a weapon mod and a gameplay mod. There are non-standalone modifications and standalone modifications, where a standalone modification is something that totally changes and overhauls everything, but comes with its own content perfectly balanced around it, versus non-standalone, which have to be loaded with something else. Most of the time, that's not balanced for it, despite the fact that the bestiary and everything has been balanced around it, because just balancing the monsters with your weapons does not take into account that everything, including the maps and, you know, items and all that, all have to be in the same balance. And if you just do one or the other, it generally screws with stuff. And so I think for the purpose of the discussion, that category, for all it's worth, is one thing.
Right. So I guess that really is the defining feature, is the presence of maps. Because without them, as you said, there's this unknown factor. When you play a gameplay mod, the only constant that everybody has is some kind of IWOD, mostly Doom 2. It's kind of our base standard. But most of the people who are making gameplay mods are not making something that works in Doom, works in Doom 2.1 and nothing else, or even intends for their mod to be Doom 2.1 and nothing else. It's a, hey, take this and play it with whatever your favorite maps are and let me know how it is. And so because of that, there is that risk that what you run it with may not work particularly well.
Right. It's also, I guess it's actually kind of a minor point what I'm about to say, but it's been brought up several times before how unique Doom 2's sort of gameplay is with respect to many modern maps that are coming out today. It's you know, sort of the approach of Sandy Peterson. So actually for most people to sort of test out, I guess many creators of weapon modifications would use a sort of an IWOD like Doom 2 as their base. And then for it actually to be popularized and start being used elsewhere in other sort of map sets in the community is where lots of these sort of problems with the gameplay seem to arise, because they might have been balanced. Is that like too trite, too small sort of criticism to make, that the IWODs tend to be the testing ground too often for gameplay mods of this kind? Yeah.
I really can't speak to the creative process for a lot of folks, but I definitely know from my own... my own process is when I'm developing something in the actual coding, tinkering, adding new stuff, I usually do just kind of muck-a-boot with Doom 2 maps.
Muck-a-boot?
Yes, muck-a-boot. That's a Texanism. just because they're there, they're easy, they're simple to test with. But when things start to get to a level where everything's playable and I can actually start going through levels with them to some degree, then I'll load it up with the mod that I know and love. End One is... you know, one that comes up often, AV, lots of others. Just to, you know, give it a good run, kind of slam it against the rock, see what works, see what doesn't. And I'm guilty of playing my own weapon mods more than most, I feel like, just because I like tinkering with them. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, it's also part of the testing process, right? So myself, yes, I do both, but I do tend to spend more time in the IWODs than anything else for that reason. And I'm concerned mostly with, okay, what's the power versus a single enemy? Like, how long does it take to kill this Caco demon? How well does it work if I summon a horde of them? What if I put a cyber demon in here? You can do some decent testing, just say jumping to map 32, which is a nice ground, and summoning a bunch of things. But each person does their own thing, and really, there's only so far you can test a gameplay mod, because at some point somebody's going to run it up with something that you've never even heard of before, and then it breaks.
Right, well, here's the inherent problem that I feel with gameplay mods that don't have their own balanced weapon sets and whatnot around them, is that as perfect as Doom's bestiary and weapon balance is, it's not perfect, because the pistol and chain gun are inherently pretty worthless in all, like, when you're talking about Doom 2. The chain gun is good for Doom 1, but mainly only E1 shit, and... for that purpose, like, nobody ever makes a weapon mod and includes two worthless weapons in it. They're always going to want to replace the chain gun variant with something that has some kick to it, and the pistol variant with something that actually does stuff. So once you do that, like, it inherently breaks every single thing that's balanced for Doom, because despite the fact that those weapons aren't necessarily good for most Doom 2 gameplay, everybody puts them in their mods and gives you ammo for them and expects them to be used. Unless it's like some super slaughter map thing where you're rocket plasma the whole time.
The interesting thing about the pistol, of course, is that it's designed to force you to go pick something else up. With some weapon replacements, you might have a decent weapon from the get-go, and it might completely change the balance of the way some maps play.
Right, and any sprint. But the other thing is, Doom 2 is one of those IWODs where you brought up how unique it is, because even though the monsters from Doom 2 still exist in, you know, a lot of IWODs, very few PWODs don't use the Doom 2 monsters, but most of them go for a more Doom 1-style gameplay and layout, to where testing it with the more Sandy-esque gameplay is totally outside the bounds of what most Doom map sets do.
Yeah, that's more or less why I brought it up, because whenever I saw a YouTube video sort of displaying some sort of... it was always on some map like Entryway or Courtyard or whatever. Just the nearest place they could get their hands on some monsters.
I do use the Doom 2 maps to sort of judge how decent a weapon mod is based on how long I can play Doom 2 and still be interested. Like, if I get to map 9 or 10 with a weapon mod, either I actually find it kind of enjoyable, or I'm just really dedicated to finding out how bad it is.
Well, I guess the sort of McGee section is the more, the most similar, I guess, to many mod map steps. So I guess if you play the sort of McGee segment, you come up thinking, oh, okay, this is okay. Then I guess that's the best judge. But, I mean, really, if you want to test the validity or the quality of a of a weapon set, in my experience, not that I have had much, then you really have to throw around in different ballparks, different stadiums.
Oh, yeah, I mean that purely by an enjoyment factor, not so much a balance factor.
All right, okay, sure.
Yeah, part of me wonders it'd be kind of interesting to come up with, ooh, the perfect testing ground for your weapon mod. Here's a bunch of maps of different gameplay styles and stuff. And I know that forum thread would balloon to 100-plus pages as we all write back and forth about what should go into this WoD, because everyone's got their own idea. So.
So it actually seems impossible to me to try to focus exclusively on just having a weapons mod that only replaces the weapons and doesn't change any other aspect of gameplay without it having some impact on the way the monsters function. I mean, the functionality of the monsters is going to be the same, but the way that you interact with them effectively changes the balance of the outside world. So it can't just be all about the player, even if you want it to be.
I disagree.
Unless you can think of an example otherwise.
Yeah, I can. It's called Russian Overkill.
Yes. Oh dear.
Really? No, because that makes 100% of the opposition trivial.
It does. But Russian
doesn't change Russian the functionality of monsters, but it changes the way that. Yeah. Go on.
Well, right. That's the same thing with any. If you have any gameplay mod that doesn't change the function of the monsters, it's either going to have to A, not do very much, or B, you know, totally make them trivial. And with Russian Overkill, it does that. It unabashedly says, look, this exists for one reason, and one reason alone, and that one reason is for you to just indiscriminately murder the fuck out of everything in your way.
Good. Fair play. I mean,
yeah. Not to mention, well, most map sets are designed around vanilla gameplay, so...
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
Well, I know Tarnsman kind of likes Russian Overkill, other than the reason he explained, but because it gives him... allows him to better enjoy one branch of the Doom community's output that he otherwise wouldn't, probably, as much. Because I know he doesn't play much Slaughter Mouse, so he otherwise doesn't like what's usually produced in that department, save for maybe when it's something about Rubix.
Or, yeah, pretty much.
Or maybe Danny Bubinga or something, like Combat Shock or something. So there's an example of a weapons mod that sort of allows greater accessibility to certain branches of the Doom community. I guess there aren't many other genres. Russian Overkill is an example for Slaughter Map sets. I'm not sure there are any other genres that are begging for weapon sets to allow other people to better explore that sort of.
Nowadays, there are a variety of weapons mods that do a lot more than just, you know, modify weapon and monster behavior.
Right.
They have, you know, things like Psychic.
No, I've actually never played that, so could someone... If that's a...
Oh, you really should.
I really should?
Oh, dear.
If you don't want to self-talk about it, I will gush over it all day.
Blast, please.
Okay, well... It has this buy menu system that you can access at any time, and you have five guns that are all based on like Devil May Cry 1 weapons, and then you have psychic powers that you can switch at any time, and it's a lot of fun. I think I've decided that Heretic is its map set now. Just the entirety of Heretic is how that's supposed to be played, is with psychic.
Oh, that's actually cool to hear.
Sorry, I went off on a tangent. What was I supposed to say about it?
No, you're just supposed to explain what the hell it was, because I had no idea. So thanks for that.
Basically what I mean is there are weapon mods to introduce new mechanics, you know, like the buy menu, spells, stuff like that.
Okay, right. I guess it's popular enough that there are going to be sort of nuances and intricate sort of evolved mechanics that I would overlook. Because I get, when I look at it from the top down, I'm not being too... so savvy on weapon swaps. I just sort of see the basics of it, but I guess there's a whole subculture there, almost, that I'm quite ignorant of. But, I mean, my main point before, say, was off the back of what Tarnsman was saying about Russian Overkill, was would we like to see more weapon mods to sort of make certain kinds of maps more accessible to more people, or would we like to see more inventive weapon modifications that ask for more maps to be made for them, such as Project MSX.
I think I'd like to see more of both, really.
Oh, good. Well, we can have both.
See, here's my issue with the first part, is that, like, outside of slaughter maps, it'd be very hard, because you'd have to make something, like, for, I guess, slaughter aficionados who don't enjoy normal maps, like, the make everything super hard. I mean, we had 10.wad. Or 10X.
Yeah,
10X. I guess 10X would be the closest equivalent of that. But see, here's the problem with 10X, is 10X, it just doesn't work, because what you're doing is you're shoving 10 times the amount of monsters into the amount of space that just doesn't work for them.
Just trying to imagine E1M8, like the
10
barons in each little closet.
Yeah. It is fantastic.
And I guess the thing about Russian overkills is that it demands that you have this, like, the size of Kansas to run away from nuclear penises that drop from the sky.
Pretty much. And
it is built for Sunder and no less. Maybe not officially, but in practice, yeah. Go big or go home.
Yeah, and as a result, stuff like the inverse of that is something that's very, very difficult to properly, like, make. I guess you could make something like TVH with no map set behind it, where the goal is just to make every monster spew as many projectiles as they would in a slaughter map.
Maybe. So when you bring up the idea of making weapon mods that allow people to enjoy a different niche of the community than they normally would. Right. I have to ask the question, like, what examples?
I was just thinking, because I thought maybe there's enough diversity in genre of different. I mean, slaughter gameplay is an obvious one, because it's just so wacko different. You know, you have the space, you have the monster quantity. But I'm thinking it is possible. I was just actually thinking of Eternal map sets that are focused on crawling hallway gameplay with sort of lower monster counts, not necessarily a sort of switcher gameplay. But weapons that are built around corner combat. I mean, that's a less sort of extreme example, far less extreme example than something like Slaughter, but I guess I'm just trying to sort of bump a discussion in that direction.
Here's the problem with that, though, is, okay, like, with Russian Overkill, think about it. With Russian Overkill, the Slaughter gameplay is inherently, like, Russian Overkill is made to expedite the Slaughter gameplay.
Okay.
The corner camping wouldn't expedite an Eternal map set anymore. Then you'd just be more encouraged to sit behind a corner and lob grenades at an enemy or something.
Some people like that shit.
Right, no, but see, here's the thing, is that that doesn't demand an Eternal map set. You can do that in any Doom 2 mod. If you do something like Brutal Doom back when it slowed down the gameplay and you play like Mr. Chris, you can find that at any single...
I haven't seen Pseudopee play, but I hear it's something similar.
You could do that with any...
We're doing this in the show now.
Yeah.
I guess you are.
We could do that with any map set. So that's not something that's like...
Could there be an Android weapon set that sort of weapons game power as you pace back and forth talking about things, Bob?
Maybe, yeah. That,
all the weapons would shout at you.
But again, that's
you,
not
you have, like, a shock rifle that, like, as you shuffle your feet back and forth, it charges up.
Yeah, there we go.
Static electricity.
Static, that's right.
Wait, you joke about this, and it's actually kind of an interesting idea. A step mine weapon. You walk around and you charge your weapons. God damn it, that's a good idea.
Well,
okay.
I know that he can make these sort of things. There you have it.
Right, well, like I was saying, I think that, like, the ability to have a weapons mod that, like, improves how somebody feels about a certain genre of gameplay... I think it's very limited, but at the same time, you could definitely, like, there's enough weapons mods that just focus on being fun, and I don't think that there's inherently anything, like, that's needed with that. The only time where you have to start worrying about a weapons mod or other gameplay modification changing it is where it changes the gameplay in such a way that it just absolutely demands its own content.
Okay, no, you know, that's what I really wanted to focus on ultimately. I was just sort of getting out the other option out of the way, just exploring to see if it was valid. Apparently not, save for Slaughter. So that's fine. Now,
well, I mean, there are weapons mod that makes the game slightly easier just because of the way they're balanced, but that kind
of
makes
them
more fun for harder maps.
Yeah, I'm talking about pairing weapons with specific genres and the like. But yeah, I mean, if we go in the other direction, then the imagination and it just fans out and it allows us to sort of imagine any possible map set that could pair with your idea behind, again, Project MSX. That's
Here's the thing with Project MSX. Okay, most weapon map sets don't change the gameplay, or most weapon sets don't change the gameplay dramatically enough to demand their own map set. They slightly, you know, the weapons are balanced a little bit different, but things like Project MSX or Parkour, where you're adding a style of gameplay that involves verticality and just extreme range and just stuff that just doesn't function in the normal Doom engine, because the player can traverse things they normally wouldn't be able to traverse, and just it demands that you totally basically make Quake or something for Doom, because, you know, there's so much 3D movement possible that it just doesn't function in a normal Doom asset like it should.
I'd like to hand it up to, I'd like to hand it up to Seiya Clinton and Mini here to sort of just help me understand what map set, what weapons mods are out there that have this sort of, that demand their own map sets, for example.
Oh dear. I guess at that point you're getting to a big list. Go for it, Mini. Don't want to jump in?
Well, I'm thinking.
Well, I have to say that a lot of weapon mods are made with the intention of just not even trying to pair map set, but just being plug-in mods for whatever map set you feel like. And I feel like that's the vast majority of weapon mods made.
Yeah. Even then, though, I think what Tarnsman's trying to get at is even some that are designed to do that may work better, or, say,
I'm sure all of them would work better with their own sets, but they don't care about them.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting conundrum. Oh.
Well, my point is that, like, yes, everything could work better, but some things, the changes are minor enough that it doesn't feel like there's a lot of wasted potential. Like, most map sets don't give the player the ability to jump 256 map units in the air, or throw a grenade 1024 map units across the map to where, basically, you want to go play Halo with it because you need maps that big.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I imported an Xbox save for Borderlands 2 to my PC, and then I edited the values of the player speed and jump, and I made the player 3 times faster, and able to jump 1.5 times, to essentially turn them into a vehicle, and I was amazed by how fucking awesome that made the game, and pretty much proved that Doom can work as a modern game, with realistic settings and all that, no problem whatsoever. And it also made me really, 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 really want a Project MSX map set, because that scope of map size is what that mod demands.
Yes. Also, I feel like our actual moral or goal of tonight is to secretly convince Mag Sigma to hire some mappers.
Oh, no, I'm making a Project MSX map set. I just have to finish everything else.
Informing him that you are getting some maps.
Oh, no, it's just
your project.
Going to happen, all right? Once Square is done, it's going to happen at the same time as co-op Hexing.
Could you make a city map I can play parkour in a fun environment? Because I want to be able to bounce off city walls.
That's another thing. Parkour demands a map set that's nothing but scaled-down Planisphere 2s.
Somebody just hack up Hellcore 2 and add some gameplay and make it that.
Mm. Yeah, Hellcore 2 wouldn't work at all, because Hellcore 2 doesn't have enough rooftops. Like, all those city maps in Hellcore 2 have just, like, flat sky coming into them. It's all, like, clever black sky skyboxing, and that's why those maps are at night. It'd need to be something literally like Planisphere 2, where it's just a city, and it'd be like, map 1, block A, map 2, block B. Now go wall jump for 30 minutes.
We're basically making Mirror's Edge for Doom.
Yeah, don't make a map set based around that and then stick it into a game that's basically non-existent when it comes to upward vertical movement.
Hey, now, I feel like that's a subtle jab here.
So I'm just saying that if you're talking about things that demand a custom-made map set, it would be stuff that adds an element to Doom that's just not there.
You know, now that I think about it, I'm not sort of concerned about the trend in the Xadium forums to make weapon mods that don't have their own dedicated map sets, because part of the focus, not as a result of that, just otherwise, is just to make the player cool, like just to make it fun to play, and that's okay, really, if that's your primary focus, as long as someone else can then come along and take that and then just balance everything else around it by creating a map uniquely for it. Because, I mean, that seems to me what looked to be the case with something like Project MSX, where it's like, focus on making you, the character, just friggin' awesome. with all these cool abilities and everything. That's okay as long as you mold the environment that that player's in around it.
Well, here's my thought, if you don't mind me kind of jumping in and maybe soapboxing a bit from my own bias and whatnot, is I still do think there's a whole lot of value in weapon mods as they are, even when you play them with existing stuff.
Okay.
First and foremost, it's from my perspective, and not everyone shares this view, and you know, I kind of think they should, but you should expect that if you play something with a gameplay mod, things might break. And that's okay. If they break horribly, well, crap. We may have to find a different map set. If they break a little bit, well, you just got to kind of know your limits and know how, not how to do it. Parkour is a fun example. The jumping mechanics break every map in the universe. Had I intended for that to be a serious mod, actually, I wouldn't have put those in there, but that had a really goofy history involving me just wanting to figure out as much stuff as I could do in the engine, so I went haywire with the silly goofiness. But you can play it seriously and play a good game by just not jumping. Cheating, right? Yeah. So as part of the modding community, when you're playing gameplay mods, it's healthy to approach it with an aspect of, I'm changing the game, sometimes things may not work quite as expected. But even then, regardless of whether I break the game a little or if I break the game a lot, you can still have a hell of a lot of fun playing through stuff. I mean, even in terms of balance, almost every weapon mod out there makes the game easier, straight up. Because the aim is to make the player feel cool, more badass. People want to add more powerful weapons.
Right.
But even then, especially if you're going through and playing a level set you know and love, going through and just owning everything after this map kicked your ass five times before, that's fun. It's awesome. It's like having it's like having dessert after a main course. And I say this as a semi-plug to something I can't even name yet, but I'm actually beta testing a mod from a certain someone, and it adds a whole lot of really fun but really, really, really powerful weapons. I've been playing through Plutonia Revisited again, blowing through absolutely everything with dual double-barreled shotguns. It's pretty fantastic. And I'm having a blast. It's the most fun I've had in Doom for several months. And despite the fact that I know I'm going through all these maps and just breezing through everything and killing absolutely everything.
That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm not talking about the fact that they break maps. I'm talking about when there's a feature that's in the gameplay mod that you're never given an opportunity to use, like parkour's jumping.
Wasted potential, basically.
Yeah, like parkour's jumping or whatchamacallit, Project MSX's jumping. It's basically like being given a, you know, a top end racing car, and then just you can only ever drive it on city streets near school zones.
Okay, now I'm starting to... All right, that makes actually a lot more sense. It's less of a breaking existing stuff and more utilizing the mods with its fullest potential.
The breaking existing stuff never matters unless you're going to be that guy, this isn't balanced with Brutal Doom, please fix it. No. That guy, no. That's the only time that matters. If somebody wants to break a map set, Doom is all about allowing the player to do what they want to do. I'm this is why I hate people who lock players in arenas or areas for, you know, 20 minutes... Because I believe that Doom is about letting the player choose what they want to do. Just like if a player doesn't want to, you know, deal with your bullshit, they're going to load up a map set that makes your maps easier. You know, the same thing applies to your level design. And that's all fine and dandy. But it's like a level where 90% of it is in tight corridors, and then you get Mount Pain's ending. It's like, oh yeah, this would have made for a cool map. Oh wait, it's the end of the level. And you never get to, like, experience what that would have been. And it's like, well, dang it, that was a cool feature. And as fun as it is to just totally thrash something with an overpowered weapons mod, I think it's more fun to do it with a map set that's balanced around it. Like, Pirate Doom or Winter's Fury, you know, they changed stuff around, but they did it in such a way that, like, it felt, you know, tied into what they want to do. Like, not to toot my own horn, but, like, giving the player a chain gun that mows through fucking everything is fine and dandy and fun as shit, but then if you can give them that chain gun and still make the maps hard because they're being spammed with a million things that they need to be broken as shit with their weaponry to fight that, then I think that's even funner.
Tosman, I guess that project is why you are qualified for this discussion, by the way.
Yeah, he has done it, so there you go.
Clint?
Yeah, like, that last part was just about TPH, right?
You're talking about the bullet dispenser. Right.
Yeah,
I was talking about
I was talking about the bullet dispenser and why...
And Berserk.
Yeah, the bullet dispenser and Berserk are prime examples of it. Yeah, no, you could do that in a normal Doom map set, but it wouldn't be as fun as doing it in a map set that's aware of, like, oh, if I pick up the Berserk, I better have a million enemies to mow through, because that is the sole purpose of this power-up.
The only counterpoint is if you're a living encyclopedia, and you know every single Doom map, you know the perfect one that would suit the map set.
So if you do, please post it. Please post it. We want to hear it.
Something just for parkour exists. The map is only 10, 24 units wide, but it's 1,000 billion units tall. There you go. Minnie, I heard you tried a button there, and then we've rudely come over the top of you. Did you have anything to add?
No.
No? Shucks. Well,
Keep furthering your train of thoughts.
I wonder if I was,
I was going to mention the enhancement mods.
Oh,
do I know what those are? I don't know.
I don't think I know what those are. Yeah.
Basically, they take Doom's weapons or Doom's weapons and monsters, and you know, spices them up a little or gives them better visuals and whatnot.
Oh, it's the inverse weapons modification.
Oh, but without changing the gameplay, you're talking about.
Well, they might or change the gameplay a little bit, but yeah. A pretty good example is Particle Fire Enhancer.
Well, here's, like, I like weapon enhancement mods, but again, like, they're probably the best for playing with stock stuff, but then, like, there's also the extreme of that, where you have stuff like the HD Texture Pack or whatever, where you can create enhancements that demand they need their own thing because they look really out of place unless every single thing is changed to match them.
Yep.
Yeah. And this is the thing that comes to taste. So personally, I'm not too much of a fan of things like GZ Doom's high quality texture filtering and sprite smoothing. I love seeing the pixels, but other folks prefer that on and will load things like particle enhancers and things. I have not tried that yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look.
What about Spare?
If you actually filter it in that way.
Can you filter it in software, or does it have to be OpenGL?
It has to be OpenGL.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, yeah, it's at that point, it's kind of a thing that folks can load along if they prefer that visual style. And I guess there's somewhat less interestingness to talk about just because they don't mess with the gameplay too much. So it's kind of it really boils down to a do you like it or do you not? I mean, there's folks here who do. I mean, Alfonso always loads his Percussion HQ sound effects squad when he plays through stuff. So there's fans that goes around.
There, to be honest. I've been using that for the best part of 4 years. I turn like stock.
Ta-da, there you go. There's some of us that forget we have things auto-loaded. Every once in a while, a bug will come up in ZDoom, and it turns out, whoops, I had something auto-loaded. Sorry, guys.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. Doing reviews for new stuff. But I guess one can make a super, super pedantic, extra pedantic sort of claim that actually tweaking the aesthetics does make... kind of actually afflict the gameplay slightly, because I would probably use the chain gun more if it sounded a heck of a lot more powerful.
You know, it does, just from a subconscious user standpoint. In fact, one thing I've noticed is I've got a little work-in-progress mod that goes through and fixes some rough edges in the Heretic sound design and some graphical things. It's a minor fix mod, hasn't been released yet, but it does things such as makes Ophidian sounds. Like, their projectiles actually make sound now, because it's freaking weird that they don't. But at the same time, it's going to mess with your gameplay, because now you can actually hear them shooting at you, and if an author intended for that, well, there you go, you're changing something. So even though you're not technically affecting the gameplay, it does actually mess with the player's reaction to it, which is going to affect the overall result. So now that you bring that up, that's something I hadn't really thought about just now, but yeah, that's a valid point. Mm-hmm. So, no more sneaky snakes. Not on my watch. Maybe I'm cheating. I probably am.
Now I'm suddenly imagining scary, spooky skeletons as a monster in Doom.
Yeah, that's it just came to mind. A lot of enhancement mods or general mods tend to make melee weapons silent.
Oh yes, that is a very common thing, and I guess it's somewhat less of a issue because not too many people use the melee weapons in Doom. But somebody's going through berserking, and there you go, game breaker.
Yeah, but see, that's another prime example of where it would be really important to allow the player to whatchamacallit, like stealth. Make a map set based. No. To make they could stealth if you made a map set based around it.
Another factor that could be taken into account is reloading.
Mm-hmm. And there's a divisive one for you.
Yeah, that's one thing that's pretty tough to balance.
What some of the common trends are? I mean, I guess you guys have been more knowledgeable. Like, what are the recurring sort of what are recurring things in weapon replacement mods that people tend to shoot for that you might like want to see less of, or
see less of?
Yeah, or more of, indeed. So, what are the trends exactly? Again, Thomas and myself aren't very clued in. So, I mean, reloading's a thing. There's constantly discussions surrounding that. I noticed sort of stealth mods, unless they're going to the other extreme and going the Russian overkill sort of length. It's very, they tend to get more explorative, but these are the sort of line directions that this tend to branch out on, in what I've noticed. Or they combine the two in some way. Or they're an intermediate.
I am sick of seeing weapon mods that replace, like, every weapon, but the super shotgun is just a slightly more fluid super shotgun. it's so integral to balance, I don't know how to change it, or what to change it with.
Yeah, that is kind of a good point, is the super shotgun, like, or some equivalent of the super shotgun is always in the mod set.
Yeah.
What if you replace the super shotgun with two super shotguns?
You've done that, though, haven't you?
I have done that.
Four with four quad barrel shotguns.
I like this idea. Or just the entire screen just covered in shotguns, like all the shotguns ever. That's the only mod you need.
That's
right?
The best thing about Russian Overkill. There's a weapon that actually does that.
Yes.
God.
I guess oversaturation is a problem. Back when I was doing the occasional review, it tended to mean that there was just too much. And when I do occasionally check up on the development of some things, I mean, it seems to be, you've got too much on this slot, you know, it's very troublesome to cycle, to press 4 3 times in order to get such and such a weapon. So perhaps there's, it's almost like when some mappers sort of start out mapping for Zedu and they feel obliged to make use of certain features or whatever, rather than keep the concept behind their map honed in. And just keep it relatively simple. You know, they feel the obligation to add more than necessarily is required. And particularly when I was reviewing some, or taking a look, or preparing to review some weapon mods by R.S. Long.
That's a great name, by the way.
Someone said the exact opposite, I think, at one point. There just seems to be, from what I turned out, I mean, they each had a unique name to the mod, but then when I cycled through the weapons and had a look, they weren't really connected under a sort of cohesive theme or whatever, or idea. It just felt like every single instance of a release was just a sort of bucket pile of different... You just took a cup section of an overall list and then just stomped them in.
I am guilty as charged of that. Anybody who wants to look back at my old backlog of weapon mods will see exactly the thing. It's just, oh, what are the coolest new resources? Let's lump them in a mod. But even nowadays, I tend to find myself kind of motivated to, what's this cool thing that hasn't been used yet? Well, okay, let's do that. Psychic was a bit of a different, it was a departure in that I had a theme connecting things as opposed to a weapon bucket, but things like Necrodoom, that was literally just, oh cool, I figured out how to rip these weapons, let's just make a mod out of it. And sometimes that can work, sometimes it can't, but the biggest, at that point, it's very easy to fall into that trap, but I feel like it's kind of natural, because most of us that are coming, making weapon mods, come from a code background, or like tinkering with that sort of life. Not very many of us are artists, and so what we do is we use the resources that are available, and sometimes it's just kind of a random smattering of whatever we can put together, so there's good, there's bad, there's folks who are putting together just random, like literally, I found this on Realm 667, there's a step above where they find the resources and code some bog standard things, and then you have folks like Mr. R.S. Long, who are actually coming up with cool gameplay concepts, like he has that one mod of his that's all ice weapons, like everything has to do with freezing enemies, and he's getting to where he's linking things together with cool concepts, so even though the weapons look a little bit haphazard, so to speak, it's kind of a it's a continuum of going forward and getting better at things, and I don't really think I'm anything special myself at this point. I just throw together randomness, and that's what's cool at the moment myself, so I can't fault anybody for that. It's all about getting together and making something that's fun, and sometimes you just got to kind of use what's there, because none of us are artists, I guess. So, I don't know. That's not really much of a defense, I guess, because I can't really argue that point more than, well, yeah, we do it. But, there you go. That's all I got.
Yeah, as long as you keep everything consistent, it should be fine.
Yeah, I feel like that's the biggest thing. At least make your hands consistent, because making different hands.
That's my only complaint, really, from Fire Dome.
That's why I make my own hands sometimes.
Make your own hands. Construct. Minigunner confirmed for Zarkov. He is Zarkov.
I think you at least have some more hand models. People like George Costanza.
I think it really does. It also needs to have more arm models that aren't just the standard Doom Harry arms. Like when I picked out the weapons for TPH, all of them were solely like they were all Ariens' models, and that was only because they were the only ones I could find that didn't have Harry arms.
That's because a protagonist of Demon Eclipse is supposed to be a female.
Oh, perfect. Well, then there you go. Yep.
It fits perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He eventually needs to replace the sounds and sprites and make that canon already, because it's confusing too many people.
Yeah. He's got his own things going on.
Yeah.
I do love how in, like, the hands resource going around is, like, sometimes Doom Guy's hair will just shift to the other side of his arm.
Oh,
when necessary.
Yeah, there's actually and I know exactly what that is because, in fact, most of the Doom Guy hands that are out there are not from Doom sprites, but from Scuba's work.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff he did for Action Doom basically became canon. And there's a few sprites that, like the Assault Rifle Reload, that show the other side, the non-hairy under part of Doom Guy's arm. And people will just take that and rotate it and paste it and have the fist placed wrong. So now you have this hairless, skinny arm with nothing whatsoever with a fist. And it's like, no, that's the wrong position of the hand. What is this? What's going on?
Well, better yet, you've got a knife slashing. You've got, like, the fingers facing your face, but you've got a hairy arm staring at you. And it's like, ah.
I know I'm guilty of all these things. Like, look at Zen Dynamics. Look at all this. Oh, God, there's going to be, like, examples of every wrong possible thing you can do in a weapons mod I've done. Oh, God.
Yeah, but
I really wouldn't mind seeing the sort of Hexen setup explored a little more, except perhaps adding more alternate functions to weapons. I mean, this might... Yes, perhaps this is what I was wanting to leave before, but then sidetracked myself early when I was talking about, you know, too many weapons going into the same slot and there sort of being oversaturation there, rather than... I mean, one thing I've noticed in some of the weapons, and for example, Demon Eclipse, is that it has some inventive, fun alt fires that help make things a little bit neater. So that's just one way to be clean. Or, you know, indeed, that's one thing to balance your entire weapons mod around. I wouldn't mind seeing something that can... that had the player just have maybe only four or five weapons that had two or three different functions to it, for example. Or you
Painkiller.
Can make use of different hotkeys. Painkiller, yeah, there's a thing.
Yes.
Well, Painkiller wasn't an arena shooter, then that might be...
Yeah, well, that's why I actually came up with a list of weapons for a co-op Hexen idea that I had.
Oh, yeah. And the best names, too.
Oh, yeah, and the best names, too. But
I hadn't even seen this yet.
Oh, yeah, here, I'll link it to you, Zazer. But the thing I was thinking of was to make sure that there's 15 total weapons between the three characters, because they're all supposed to be played co-op. And the thing I was thinking of is to make sure that everything is separate from itself and has its own unique function. Here you go, Zazer. Let me link you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. And while you're linking, I guess one thing that's interesting about Hexen's arsenal is a lot of times people will complain about it having very few weapons. Mm-hmm. But then you play it in co-op with one person of each class. It is perfect. It is amazing.
Yeah. Hexen in co-op is so much better.
Oh, my gosh. It is fantastic the way things work. And it feels like it was... I don't know whether they made it to be that way, but Hexen in co-op feels correct. It feels right.
That's why I was saying to Alfonso that there needs to be a co-op mod made specifically for co-op for Hexen.
Mm-hmm. I like this idea.
Yeah, I linked it to you in IRC, by the way.
Some sort of party.
The problem is that it's still Hexen.
I really like this idea.
I do know, I think Marty Kira a while ago tried, or at least started to make a mod for Hexen. But, like, with a bunch of the different, like, Doom, like, there was Doom, and then there's the Phobos guy from Quake 3, and then there was Crash or whatever, but...
yeah, what was that called? That wasn't Doomvengers, was it?
Doomvengers? There was a Hexen mod that I played that looked like it was released on the Z-Doom forums. I think it was only three levels or something. You know it, Alfonso, because one of the levels had that amazing fog effect.
Oh,
Yes, yes, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, that it added a fourth class that was like a necromancer. The necromancer,
yes.
Once you picked up the altfire for their first weapon, was the most broken thing ever in Hexen, because you could just spam the entire level with skeletons.
Tonsman would enter a new level, then not move from the start position, and just spam the spell until all the monsters on the map were dead. It was quite something.
Okay, so if this mod also had Corpse Explosion, then you have a picture-perfect recreation of Diablo 2. I went there.
Very special. Actually, you know, since we've been talking about Hexen, and have been talking a little bit about Heretic, I guess it's just kind of moving slightly away from the discussion and sort of getting people to play perhaps those two games more and using weapon mods as a sort of way to do it. I guess it's kind of coming back to what I previously brought up and then discarded after we decided that Slaughter gameplay was really the only sort of genre in which you could encourage people to play for it by having new weapon sets. But maybe that's something that can be done for Heretic and Hexen.
It can, but outside of stuff like...
different vantage point, and then it's almost like bringing other people into the community via Brutal Doom, and then they sort of discover the other ways to play Doom, and then they tend to like that more. So, you know, you could encourage people to play Hexen or Heretic via a weapons mod, and then they could go...
Strife.
Oh. Yeah, but here's the problem with that. Outside of stuff like
Psychic...
Well,
the chorus would kill you.
Yeah, outside of stuff like Psychics, very few things actually work for Doom, Hexen, and Heretic, and Strife.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like, that's...
I feel like it's a call to get the modding community to start doing that more, because now...
It should, yeah, absolutely, but I'm just saying that because, you know, of, like, weapon slotting, like, if you want to make a mod work for all four, you have to define that in that. And most people just define it for Doom to the point where you just can't use it in the other mob sets.
Yeah, the good news, though, is that it's to me, it's more of a lack of two things. It's A, a lack of how to do it, and B, more of a, ooh, I didn't think of that. Because I've had AMV 2K7, 2K4, sorry, I'm getting your numbers wrong, on the Zedum forums actually approached me with, hey, I've got Psychic working in Heretic and Hexen, you should check this out. And I did, and sure enough, the changes he made to it are actually simple and awesome in retrospect, enough that folks really ought to be able to jump in and do them, and it is much easier than you think to actually add cross-mod compatibility these days, because Zedum lets you have PNG sprites, and it maps all the colors for you automatically, and so you can make your weapons work across games, and heck, I've got Necrodoom of all things working across Raven and Strife, and it works surprisingly well, despite all of its strangeness. So it's the kind of thing where you may have to do a little bit of custom tailoring, but if you have an established mod, I feel like that's a really good gateway to getting more mods for Heretic and Hexen, because you can take the existing stuff that's there and port it without that much hassle. So Psychic and Necrodoom both have support, thanks to Mr. AMV. So if anybody is listening and thinks that's interesting, you can take a look at those mods codes for samples. So now I am officially plugging, but it's more of a, hey, you can do this cool thing.
No, well, I'll just plug now. Tuzman's plug.
I know. It's, he did,
I'm not sure if I'm making this up, but I feel like a problem people might have with weapon mods in Heretic and Hexen is that they aren't, like, suitable to the period, not being like medieval, but they're just filled with guns still.
Yeah, that's very valid.
I don't mind that personally. I like
it. It is all up to your preference. In fact, that's something that's been cited a lot from, who was it way back? I don't think it was Wild Weasel. It was somebody else. Somebody else a while back had kind of a big discussion about Heretic and weapons mods and was disappointed about how the only weapons mods that existed back in the day were ones that added guns. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Wild Weasel now, but I think about it, because he was one who added one that added guns. Maybe it was Neurost. Oh my gosh, my brain. I'm so sorry, whoever I talked to.
Frankly, it's okay. Heretic or Hexen lets me electrocute minotaurs and throw them across the map while they
the
cry.
Noise they make.
Yes, it's fan-fucking-tastic. Okay, there's magic, so the magic invented guns.
There you go.
I was watching Thompson play through Hexen for the first time, and you can pinpoint the exact moment that his opinion of the game goes from "it's okay" to "I want to play more of this" when he picked up the lightning hands.
Oh, that is fantastic.
They're just so fun to use.
Now, I was just thinking to myself, we've been playing a lot of multiplayer recently, and I'm wondering the viability of certain weapon modifications in multiplayer, or if there's been a successful weapons mod that you know of that has proven super popular in the multiplayer.
Did you play Deathmatch with a weapon mod one time?
Didn't we do Instigate? I had a new weapon for it. I'm not very knowledgeable.
I think it was around the time that we just went horrible and just changed our names constantly to the worst shit we could think of.
Oh, no, I don't mean like cancerous breast meat. Oh, yeah.
I have screenshots for that.
No, that was with the weapons mod. That was with
It wasn't that time, but it was before or after that time. I think it was after that. Like the next session we did was with the weapons mod of some sort. It might have just been visual only.
Well, the reason I suggested is because I have an undying want, and I'm absolutely certain that it will be the greatest multiplayer experience ever in the history of Doom, to play Extreme Weapons Pack multiplayer. And
yes.
unfortunately, it is not Xandrum compatible, but I will give a cackled article to the first person who enables that for me. I will give you two cackled articles. I want that. I'm not very good with code, but if someone could, then all of my blessings.
I think that's the main problem, is that Zendronum doesn't support most of the crap that we want to play.
That's the big thing right now. And
ZD multiplayer hasn't gotten to the point where it's like a good thing yet.
It's getting there, though. It's slowly sneaking there. Edward's working on some pretty cool stuff, and there may possibly be a semi-client server-ish solution, maybe. I say that with an asterisk, and he's going to correct me later, I'm sure. But at some point, ZDM multiplayer may actually be a viable thing. It's not going to be as popular as Andronum, because it's not really meant for deathmatch, so to speak, but for pick-up co-op games, like what we want to do, that sort of thing may be possible. And there's mods that are out there that are developed and tested for co-op. Psychic Works, plug it again. But Extreme Weapons Mod co-op needs to be something that happens, and this will happen, so. Yeah. Maybe we have to wait a short bit. Oh dear God, this is so going to happen. Yes. Oh, we have to pick a bidding map.
We need to play that deathmatch on one of the 13-24 maps that is just chainsaws.
I think that's the only way we can actually get kills in. Any other map, we probably wouldn't.
No, you can get kills with a fire hose and a vacuum cleaner.
Well, the
I would stick... Yeah, I'd stick with the rusty shotgun.
No, the rusty shotgun takes too long to charge.
The rusty
I would stand in the corner with the shotgun. It fires once, you get one good shot, and then you.
Yeah, you get one good shot. Let's hope. Is that all you need? I don't know if that's all.
It is all you need because it does enough damage to kill a
extremely reliable weapon, as long as you hold down the trigger and you don't ever release it.
But still, the toothbrush is just like. As soon as you get it once in deathmatch, you're good until you're dead. You hold it in front of you and everything dies. It's fantastic. I'm predicting how this is going to go.
One of those 24 boxes where we're all just circling each other, trying to activate our toothbrushes frantically. and then one person does, and it's just...
It'd be like a really, really strange game of Musical Chairs.
Oh, dear
just,
God.
Just clicking on a galactic scale until the bang goes off.
Musical toothbrushes.
Yes. Well, any other multiplayer weapon mods that I'm not thinking of that are particularly popular have proven popular?
There are Xandrona mods that completely change everything, and there are some that have been popular for years somehow.
Okay.
All Out War, Zombie Horde.
GBH.
Yeah, Gold versus Humans, Jesus Christ. And I guess Mega Man.
I like the fact that
It became its own, like, community, I think.
It doesn't have its own executable now and shit.
I guess
it's
so.
Basically
I don't...
its own game at this point.
Yeah. It came from Doom, then it popped off and went away somewhere else.
That's what it sounded like. But I don't know, that's really a good question, because I feel like... I don't really see too many mods of that sort that you consider traditional weapon mods, but I'm also not a big Xandronum or multiplayer player. Haha,
yeah.
Multiplayer player. So there may be something out there. If somebody knows of one and is listening in, feel free to post it in on a thread or something.
Hide and Seek was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Is it anyway from Whodunit?
I was going to say there's Whodunit, but that's a full-blown everything, so...
Yeah. Hide and seek can work with many maps, but there is a map set.
Is hide and seek the one where half the players are decorate objects?
No, that's
prop hunt. Yeah,
no, but that's something else we need to play.
I don't think that exists yet.
It's so in a beta state. Yeah. I believe I saw it on the server that was locked yesterday.
I just realized something fantastic. With prop hunt, I could chainsaw a barrel and be playing the game right. Oh my god! I should be doing this.
Wow. You're not even playing the game right, Xavier.
Ah, damn it, I can't do this anymore.
Well, as it happens, actually, if you're good at dooming, then chainsawing a barrel is the very smart thing to do. So there are two ways in which you'd be playing the game right by...
good at doom, chainsaw a barrel is one of the most successful things.
It's the only way you can hug it successfully, get close to it.
You can actually pull... If you chainsaw a barrel at good at doom, you can actually pull yourself into... enough to take 20. You can actually, do enough to do 20% to you. More importantly, speaking of that, weapon modifications and gameplay modifications as a way to enhance speed running.
Oh, you mean like pirate doing, for example? I guess that's not specifically a weapons mod, but yeah, you do have.
There's been a couple that have come around, like Good at Doom or UV Hurricane or UV Crab. Stuff where,
The hell is UV Crab? And why does it sound so fantastic?
You only left and right.
You can only go left and right. I'm sorry, it's not UV Hurricane, it's UV Tornado.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that one, you spin around in a circle constantly.
Yes.
Weren't we going to discuss Brutal Doom and how it? Basically the rise.
Well,
of
to
it
what
and
extent?
How it's
I mean,
such a big.
We've discussed a little bit to the extent to which it can bring new people into the community, then they can go on to play other things, or the extent to which we can consider it as a weapons mod, or is it just an option to the gameplay? I mean, that's the sort of conclusion we came to. Anything else? No, I mean, there might have been other things. It's a pretty big deal.
Oh, I have a lot of pet peeves with other mods.
What are some of your pet peeves, Colin?
Ammo balance is usually completely screwed because usually they have a bunch of different weapons that don't use any of the same ammo, unlike Doom.
That's a good point.
So sometimes they'll be like the stranger, the method. I'm just going to use like named methods by what mod they were using, so. But it was a stranger mod where ammo pickups were just, they had two different ammo pickups stacked on top of each other. Or they'll randomize what ammo pickups you get, which is awful, typically, because then you'll spawn on the map, get the super shotgun, or equivalent, but you'll only have ammo for the shotgun equivalent, and they somehow, for some reason, don't have the same ammo type.
Actually, one thing that I do find often gets overlooked is the decision not to have multiple different weapons use the same ammo type. They always tend to be given their own individual one, and then you end up with 10 different ones, and you don't particularly care to memorize which one is for which, whatever. And then it ruins a certain delicate balance. I mean, in some cases it works. For example, Heretics, I know it's not a weapon mod, it's a game, but Heretics Golden Wand, you know, you still end up using the one that has its own, but, and whereas with the pistol, you don't use the pistol once you get the chain gun. But there are obviously examples in which sharing an ammo type makes the game far more interesting with its balance.
Well, I think that's just a flaw with Heretic, because that'll give you enough claw ammo, and the claw ammo pickups are just so tiny that it's ridiculous. So
the Golden Wand, it has the ability to be tomed, which inherently makes it...
The Tome of Power improves everything about Heretic.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
But I think a lot of weapon mod designers try to keep the lower two weapons relevant by having them have their own ammo types. And sometimes that might just be the wrong idea. Like,
it is, because even when it is relevant, like the pistol in Duke Nukem 3D has its own ammo type, and as a result is quote-unquote useful, but it's not really.
No.
I do sometimes pull out, though. It's fun. I mean, it's like when I'm playing Doom, I sometimes use a chainsaw because it's fun to use, even though it's not optimal. You know, use it because it's fun, not because it's useful. Sometimes my motto. I do that with the Duke 3D pistol.
I run a mod that adds dual pistols now, so I kind of, you know, broke the game on my side. See, look, I'm doing it, guys. I'm doing it. but that is something interesting worth bringing up, because it's interesting to do, because the idea of randomizing pickups is kind of there to solve a problem that
I'm sure a lot of us find is inevitable. Like, oh gosh, these weapons use different ammo types, and Doom doesn't have enough ammo types, so how do I put them in the map? But sometimes the answer may be to fall back and throw in a blatant gamism and make weapons share ammo that maybe it doesn't really make any realistic sense, but sometimes, like lately, I've been trying to get more into the habit of erring towards fun and convenience rather than something that's realistic.
Yeah, like having a wand use bullets.
Speaking of, hint wink, you could seriously say that the wand synthesizes projectile-based ammunition.
No, it doesn't. It just shoots bullets.
Okay, sure, there you go. I like that works too.
Yeah, no. There's
This is TPA, so there's not any science.
There's no science, okay?
Now, actually, in fact, what you do is you just say the frickin' chain gun's magic, too. We don't care.
It
dispenses bullets. It's not a gun. It just dispenses bullets, and they happen to fly out.
It's far more interesting when there isn't an explanation, like with half the stuff in Doom to begin with, because then we can just come up with our own crazy shit. Like, I imagine... TPH girl just opens up the wand, just puts bullets inside the head of it, and it just melts in the interior, and then shoots out melted bullet parts. Magically. There you go. So it's better if it's left unexplained. Like, I would be extremely disappointed to find out that what it actually did was, I don't know, something almost far more sensible.
No, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that, yeah.
Sometimes the noodle incident is the way to go.
Yeah. No, because think about it, like... Any show or anything or work of fiction that always has that one thing that, like, you never know what happened in it is always far more interesting than when you finally find out what did happen. Because anything your imagination can fill will always be better than, you know, whatever the writers come up with.
And midichlorians or nanomachines.
Yeah, pretty much like that. Like, it's often better just to be like, fucking magic's what happened. Like, it's like with movie monsters, where the less of it you see, the scarier it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, it's like that with gameplay. Like, the purpose is to be fun, and the less you think about what makes sense, and the more you think about what makes good gameplay, the better it's going to be.
Yeah. Also, with the whole ammo thing, I find that a lot of, the custom HUDs that people provide with their wands don't show me the maximum ammo that I can hold, and I hate that.
For ZDP and CMB2. That's my fault. It doesn't show the max because I ran out of space. Yeah. I'm lazy.
So it's a psychic trait, because you just get infinite ammo. Because
basically,
you have ammo. Just go with it.
How much ammo do you have? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
You have enough.
Yeah.
But just enough. Once the game ends, you're out of ammo.
This is true.
Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Program B. It was we can call it a niche discussion, I think, this episode. We covered about an hour. I think that's pretty good for a discussion of weapons modifications. About this time last month, I said that the following weekend would see the release of Where's All the Data? Epic 2. I lied. I'll say it again today. I may be lying again. We don't know. But it'll come out next week.
That's Alfonso's infinite laziness talking.
But no, you see, Tarnsman, now the good people of Doomworld have responded. They say, if your show's on time, I would stop watching. Okay? So, I have dignity, I have respectability that I need to be maintained, and I will not put out episodes when I stay. Otherwise, I'll
you cannot forsake Alfonso time.
Thanks very much for tuning in. This has been Doom Radio, otherwise known as Tango TV, featuring cloned pickle minigunner, Caesar, and host regular times with Alfonso. See you later, folks.